In Northwest News on KPLU, this summer's extreme drought has been deadly for fish in the Northwest, and now some hatcheries have had to euthanize juveniles because of lack of water. KPLU environment reporter Bellamy Palethorpe has a story.
The State Department of Fish and Wildlife says it has lost about 1.5 million juvenile fish in overheated rivers due to this summer's historic drought. But so far, they haven't had to take the step that managers did last week at the Macon National Fish Hatchery.
It was not an easy decision for us to make.
Denise Hawkins is with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. She says with temperatures reaching nearly 70 degrees in the Tsuyas River, disease was spreading in the hatchery. Federal experts consulted with the tribe and looked at all the options, such as releasing the fish early or continuing treatment with antibiotics. But Hawkins says the hatchery is fed by the river and there just isn't enough water.
We had to euthanize about 85,000 juvenile coho that were on station. These were fish that were not set to be released into the river until about 8 months from now. And in order to try to preserve the health of the fish that we are still keeping on station, these fish had to be euthanized.
Their hope is that they'll now be able to better care for the remaining juvenile steelhead, as well as the adult fall chinook that are expected to return soon. Hawkins says only one other hatchery in Washington has had to take such drastic measures that she knows of. The Leavenworth Fisheries Complex euthanized about 160,000 spring chinook fingerlings in July. Bellamy Palethorpe, KPLU News.